Often, it is easy to move something. We simply generate a force in the desired direction. However, it is hard to control the actual amount moved or the velocity of movement. For the moment, we will concentrate on controlling position, though a similar approach can be used for controlling velocity. The use of negative feedback is a powerful method for controlling a variable. We measure the variable and subtract it from the desired value and use the resulting difference as an error signal to drive the system towards the desired value. We see a block diagram of a negative feedback servo system along with its transfer function. To be useful, we require that the transfer function be stable. That is, the zeros of the denominator must be in the left-hand plane. If some zeros are on the J omega axis, the system will oscillate. If they are close to the J omega axis, then there will be a lot of ringing for a step change in the input position X. We design such a servo system by controlling the position of the dominant poles and zeros, that is, those closest to the J omega axis. A desirable characteristic of this negative feedback system is that the output Y settles down to the input X after a little while. This design goal is reached by putting an integrator into H of S.